It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven. 30 minutes, dinner served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
It's the Word that sustains us. It's the truth, the revealed truth of His Word that keeps us through that place. When we get mature in the Word, when we live in the Word, when we study the Word, when the Word becomes operational in our life and we begin to make decisions for our life based on the Word, not based on our judgment. It's when you've been to hell and back and you have some victories. That's when you know you've been matured. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about going through tough storms of life and you've come out on the other side not being a quitter. Too many people today in the church quit. Don't quit. Never give up. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your children. Never give up. That's how we move on into maturity. Somebody say, "I got to fight." When you go through the storms of life and you come out on the other side, more determined, more faith, more courage, then you know that you're maturing. But if you come out on the other side of the storm and you're saying, "I can't take this Christian thing, I can't handle this stuff, I can't get to church, I can't get out of the bed," then guess what? You're going backwards. You're still a baby. You're not maturing in the things of God for your life. You're being a victim instead of being victorious. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It didn't do you in, you done it in. You stood the test, amen? Everybody around you thought you were going down, but praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You come out the other side and your muscles were bigger. Your back was stronger. Your mind was clearer. Your faith was extraordinary. And you don't look like you used to look. You become better instead of bitter. My God. Somebody say, "I got to get some victories." Some people say, "Well, I'm not under attack. I'm so spiritual. I haven't been under attack in a long time. I just float from glory cloud to glory cloud." Listen, I wouldn't take that as a good sign. If you haven't been under attack from the enemy, it's probably because he doesn't see you as a threat. Come on, you ought to consider that. Amen? Any defensive lineman will tell you that wherever the ball is on the football field, that's where the pressure is. If nobody's tackling you and nobody's hitting you, then chances are you're not around where the ball is. If you're on the line and the pressure ain't coming to you, then the ball is probably behind you. Come on, somebody. How do you know what I'm talking about? People get in and go, I think I miss God. This is too much pressure. There's no money in the ministry. Hey, they can't even make payroll half the time. What am I doing here? They got to be out of God's will. No. You're in the midst of a miracle that's about to take place around the corner of your life if you'll stay in faith. Come on, somebody. If you're feeling a little bit of pressure today, it might be a sign that your miracle is about to pop into your life and take you to a higher dimension of living than you could ever dream of. My God. I get tired of baby Christians coming to me. God called me to be here, Pastor. I have this gift and this gift and this gift, and God wants me to come alongside. That's wonderful. Go to them a month later. Man, we need to really pray for the finances. We don't have our payroll. Oh, Pastor. Get a call the next day. Pastor, I just feel like God's moving me on. The destiny of my life is in a place where there's not so much struggle. The struggle, Pastor, the struggle is a sign that you might not be doing things right. Well, go on. Because I've learned in my life that the things that make me stronger and the things that make me happier and the things that cause my faith to grow and the things that build courage and the things that see vision come into my life and see the extraordinary move into the ordinary are when we stand the test of the battle in the face of the battle and we declare that our God is greater, our God is mightier, our God is stronger, and there is nothing that can withstand His power. You cannot live in the supernatural and be an extraordinary Christian fighting ordinary battles. Will not happen. It's at the church down the road. You're going to come here? Expect battles. Expect to have to stand in faith for $30,000 and $40,000 miracles every month to get it done. Expect to have to stand in faith for a school that'll reach into the bottomless pit of society in Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie and grab kids up out and put a gospel in them that they otherwise would not have heard. Expect battle, because when you do that in the face of the enemy of your soul, he's not going to take it lying down. My God. Can I just commend our staff? I put a letter out 3 or 4 weeks ago that said, we will not have payroll December 1st, barring a miracle from God. Our billing is out. Our statements are out. We've done the math. We don't have our mortgage payment. We don't have our payroll tax, and we don't have payroll. Pray. How many know that one of our teachers... Now, one of our staff members said, God, so that's it. I can't take it no more. You ain't got money to pay me. I'm going to get another job. Every one of them came to work and worked knowing there wasn't going to be a paycheck December 1st. Come on, somebody. By faith. Can I just tell you, we make payroll December 1st? I don't know how. I can't even do the math. It's been running through my head. It's confusing to me. But God did it. Because we have a determined bunch of people down here in this ministry, on this staff, that will say, I ain't going nowhere. God called me here, paycheck or no paycheck, come hell or high water, I'm going to the other side. Come on, amen. Sometimes you've got to face your giants. You can't expect Goliath to come out and go, oh, you scared me. Goliath ain't going to come out and do that. Goliath is going to come out and taunt you and mock you and ridicule you and put you down and tell you it'll never happen and tell you you're good for nothing and tell you you missed the call of God and tell you you're out of the will of God and tell you you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I've got news for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That giant's head has rolled. Come on, off with his head. I mean, David out there in the pasture had to know how to kill a lion and a bear. Every shepherd boy had to know how to do that. But sometime he had to come to a point when he looked up at a giant and he said, "Buddy, you're going down. I don't care how big you are. I don't care what kind of armor you got. I don't care how strong you say you are. I don't care how much army you got behind you. You're going down today. I got a little sling, and I got five smooth stones, and I got the power of God on the inside of me, and you're going down, buddy." Come on, that's the faith of an overcomer.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
How many know when Goliath stood up, Saul said, "He's too big, we can't beat him." But David looked at him and he said, "He's too big to miss. I can see him clear from the mountaintop. I've got a good target." Come on, somebody. And he overcame. And when he overcame, he was promoted to a place of maturity. That's how we move on and live a life in a higher dimension. He said, "I write to you, young men, because you've overcome and you have learned to defeat the wicked one." Can I just say to you that one of the biggest issues in the church in this Western culture today is that we don't know how to defeat the wicked one. We lose battles too often. Our faith gets shaken too quickly. God says, "I've called you to be a mighty man of valor." Come on, somebody say, "A mighty man of valor." I mean, there's some things that God will call you out of, and there are some things that he'll deliver you from, but there's just some things in your life that God's going to want you just to grow out of. He say, "I'm not going to deliver you from that. I'm not going to call you out of that. You need to grow through that, because in the process of growing through it, I'm developing something in you. I'm developing an overcoming attitude." You say, "Well, what do I need that for?" Listen, this whole thing is winding up around us. The civilization that we live in today, it's not even looking like it's going to be here in a generation. It may not even be the United States of America anymore. It might be the separated states of America. We're headed for some rough times, not just in this nation, but globally. And if you can't stand and fight the fight of faith on this little insignificant stuff when the devil attacks your life, how are you going to make it in a civilization that hates Christianity, that makes reading the Bible illegal, that tells you you can't pray? A lot of people are going to walk away from God one day. The Bible says it. There'll be a great turning away in the last day. That's why you cannot stay a baby. You got to go on to maturity. Finally, he said, "I write to your fathers because you have known him from the beginning." John wrote, "You're a father because you've known him. You've known him. You've known the one who's from the very beginning. You recognize the thing that he's done in your life, and the revelation has propelled you through destinies." purposes have been realized in your life. The journey of your life has brought forth great fruit. He's talking about fathers. Children, young men, and fathers. Folks, when we move into a place of maturity, it's when our faith, listen to this very carefully, because we talk about faith a lot, but faith is not the destination. Faith is the tool to get you to your destination. The way that you've known that you've moved from being a babe and a young man to being a father is that you don't have to have faith anymore. You just have trust. You've moved into a place where you just trust God. No matter what. Very few people walk in that realm where they trust God with everything. Very few people walk in the realm where they trust God with their children. They trust God with their finances. They trust God with their business. They trust God with their life. Oh, we have moments of it. That's part of the faith walk. But you'll meet very few people that live in that place all the time. But listen, that's where God's calling us. The reason why God puts pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets and apostles in churches is so that He can bring us to a place in our Christian walk where we trust Him for everything. 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 We trust Him for everything. So easy. Isn't it so easy just to put our trust in our own ability? And what we can do and what we can get done. So easy to fall back on that. But the mark of maturity, and listen, it doesn't come easy. It comes through great trial. It comes when we trust Him in everything. God believed in that principle so much that He sent Jesus Christ as His Son to walk the earth in ministry, primarily to disciple a group of men. And take them from being babes to being young men full of zeal in overcoming the wicked one to becoming mature fathers in the faith. And He left with those 12 men the foundation for the church that we are here today. But it came through great men of God that trusted God. That trusted God when their friends and their family were being brought in the Colosseum in Rome. And being stuck in the side with daggers so they would bleed just a little. So that the lions would get the scent of blood. And when they would walk out and fall on their knees and look to heaven, the lions would pounce on them and rip them from limb to limb. He developed in them a trust that in any circumstance of their life, whether in prison, whether facing death, whether lost at sea, whether being beaten every day, they could sit back and say, I know Him in whom I've put my trust. That's where God wants to take us, to a place where we really trust Him, ladies and gentlemen. So many people are so fickle. Things go wrong in church and out the door they go. Babies. I'm not trying to be harsh. Babies. Babies. But God's calling us somewhere. And He says we need to go on to maturity. Go on to maturity. Go on to maturity. It's a privilege to be your pastor. It's a privilege to be a part of this church. There are great things that God has called this ministry to. There are buildings that need to be built on this property. There are classrooms that need to be built. There are people to be hired. There are many great things that are bigger than most of us can even imagine. It's going to take faith and it's going to take trust. And it's going to take maturity to get there. God is not going to entrust a bunch of baby Christians with a multi-million dollar ministry. He's going to trust people that have been with the Lord and been discipled by the Lord, that are mature. And I want to say this to you this morning. That's us. That's us. That's Truth Church. God's calling us to that place. And He's going to do great things in our lives. Great things. Heavenly Father, we just honor You right now. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, God, for who You are. For Your heart for us. For Your love towards us. Lord, for the things that You've entrusted to us. God, we don't take it lightly. We don't take it lightly.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'm so bored of little gods while standing on the edge of something large, while standing here so close to you. We could be consumed. What a glorious day.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jason Bumgardner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
How great your love for us. How great my love for you. That grace could cover us. How great your love. How great your love. How great.
Ignite Your World, Inc. and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Chris Marvin Electric for their underwriting support of this program. Chris Marvin Electric is licensed and insured. Chris Marvin Electric now specializing in generator home installations and is licensed for residential or commercial installation. Call today for honest, reliable work done correctly and efficiently. Chris Marvin Electric can be reached at 754-246-4129. That number again is 754-246-4129.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them. She was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.